On a day of great triumph, when lord of the city does swear to be honest and just as he's witty, and rise through the town that the rabble may shout him for the wonderful merits he carries about him. Being an honester man, I'll be bold for to say, than has sat in the chair this many a day. Like the rest of the fools from the skirts of the town, I trotted to gaze at his chain and his gown. With legs in a kennel quite up to the middle, in dirt with a stomach as sharp as a needle, I stood in the cold, clinging fast to a stump, to see the whiskers march by in their pomp. At last heard a consort of trumpets and drums, and the mob crying out, "Here he comes, here he comes." I was carried by the crowd from the place that I stood in, and the devil to do there was all of a sudden. The first that appeared was a greer tomadoodle, with a cap like a bushel to cover his noddle, and a gown that hung draggling through every puddle, with a sword and a mace and such pageantry pride, and abundance of formal old foppery beside. A troop of grave elders, oh, then there came by, in their blood-colored robes of a very deep dye. On jennets the best that the town could afford, as tame all as lambs and as fine as my lord. With very rich saddles, gay bridles and cruppers, would ne'er have been made but for such city troopers. Like snails or a cabbage they all crept along, admired by their wives and huzzaed by the throng. The companies followed, each man in his station, which every fool knows is not worth observation. All clothed in furs in an ancient decorum, like bears they advanced with their bagpipes before 'em. With streamers and drums and abundance of fooling, not worth the repeating, or yet ridiculing. So I'll bid adieu to the tun-bellied sinners, and leave them to trudge through the dirt to their dinners. At last I considered 'twas very foul play, that a poet should fast on a festival day. I therefore resolved it should cost me a fall, but that I would drink my lord's health at a hall. For why mayn't a poet, though I be a guest, as welcome as parson or fool at a feast, for the sport of a tale or the sake of a jest? I mixed with the music, and no one withstood me, and so jostled forward, as clever as could be. I passed to a very fine room through a porch, 'twas as wide as a barn and as high as a church, where cloths upon shovel board tables were spread, and all things in order for dinner were laid. The napkins were folded on every plate into castles and boats and the devil knows what. Their flagons and bowls made a very fine show, and sweetmeats like cuckold stood all in a row. They walked and they talked after some consultation. The beadle stood up and he made proclamation that no one presume of a member till after he's dined to bring in his wife or his daughter. Then in comes the pasties, the best of all food, with pig, goose, and capon, and all that was good. Then grace soon was said without any delay, and as hungry as hawks they sat down to their prey. The music struck up such a bawdy advancing as a Polander's pipe when their cubs were a-dancing. Then each tucked his napkin up under his chin, that his holy day band might be kept very clean, and pinned up his sleeves to his elbows, because they should not hang down and be greased in the sauce. Then all went to work with such rending and tearing, like a kennel of hounds on a quarter of carrion. When done with the flesh, they caught of the fish, with one hand at mouth and the other in the dish. When their stomachs were cloyed, what their bellies denied, each clapped in his pocket to give to his bride, with a cheesecake and custard for my little Johnny, and a handful of sweetmeats for poor daughter Nanny. Then down came a blade with a rattling skull, to tickle their ears when their bellies were full, after 3 or 4 hams to clear up his voice. At every table he made them a noise. Of 24 fiddlers were all in a row, though the singer meant cuckolds, I'd have them to know. Then London's a gallant town and a fine city, 'tis governed by scarlet, the more is the pity. When claret and sack had trolled freely about, and each man was laden within and without, the elders arising all staggered away, and in sleeping like hawks spent the rest of the day.